Franconia Mennonite Camp in 1962 was a Franconia Mennonite Camp Association starting to look for a property. And that property was found in Lynn Lake Lodge. Lynn Lake Lodge is the property that we sit on today. A gentleman named Fritz Dalton continued to own this property as a resort in the summers, and many people came out to it. We went too far because my hand went too far. Fritz Dalton is there in the middle in the suit. He's a Jewish businessman who owned a resort property in the Pocono Mountains. And this group of Mennonites came to him one day and said, "We're looking for this property." And he said, "Did you say Mennonite?" And they said, "Yes, we did." He said, "Hang on a minute." And he turned around behind him at his desk and he reached into a filing cabinet. And this is as the story is told to us 60 years later, so embellishments might have happened, but reached into a filing cabinet and pulled out some newspaper clippings. There was a 55, that's going to keep advancing if I don't keep my fingers off of it. In 55, there was a flood in the Stroudsburg area, and that flood was devastating. And the community of the Franconia Mennonite Church formed a group and came up here for 30, 40, 60 days doing flood recovery. And Fritz Dalton recognized that group of people as Mennonite. And those Mennonites that did that flood recovery planted themselves in Fritz's memory as a selfless group of people. It's still advancing. Joel, it might have a timer advance on it because I'm trying not to hit the buttons. Fritz Dalton remembered that group of Mennonites for their selfless and an amazing gift to the community of Stroudsburg as they continued to go on. And he said, "I would like to sell my property to a Christian or to a group of people like that, because my property would then have meaning. And it would go on to have meaning." And that property was then sold. The story goes on that the local banker, when Fritz sold the property, and Fritz went to the bank to do the final transactions, looked at him and said, "Sir, I thought you were a good businessman. What did you do?" Because not only did he knock his price almost in half, but he gave money to the group of people to buy the next 270 acres next to it for the youth campus that is now Wilderness Camp. And that gentleman, not being a believer, invested into this property in 1963 that's been giving dividends and paying dividends into the community forever and ever. The reality of it is, individuals like Norm Good were at that table when it happened. Norm and Helen Good, pictured here, are just a picture of the founding fathers. If you know the story of Norm and Helen Good, Norm's hands were on every part of this property over the years. He literally would be in the basements, digging out the basements for us to have rooms, and the game room that is under the original, it was now called Founders Lodge, the original Spruce Lodge, was dug out by Norm Good and many people like him. He was a founder. Paul and Betty Moyer. Paul and Betty Moyer traveled to this place 10 years in a row as a summer camp director, as a volunteer, a board member. Paul and Betty Moyer were members of Doylestown Mennonite Church, where I grew up. Paul and Betty Moyer are no longer with us, but when I accepted this job 18 years ago, Paul was the first one to speak to me after I told our congregation and said, "You're going to do an excellent job." He was still investing long into his 80s and almost 90s into this property after 10 years of service there. After Paul is a couple that most of us in this room would know as Alan Cass Detwaller. Alan Cass Detwaller are probably the spiritual grandparents of many of us in this room. They ran the summer camp at Wilderness Camp. They had 8 children when I was here. I don't know the exact count because they kept adopting more and more would move on, and I could never quite tell how many kids were around. They lived in a summer camp tent for the entire summer, for years, to invest in children's lives and point them towards Christ. Our property and our history is marked by the words, "Watch God work," from this couple. We can advance it. Paul and Leanna Beiler were the first paid position as the directors here, and they were here from 1973 to 1999. You see the gray hair change from the early part to the end? Anybody recognizing a trend here on this guy? The reality of it is these guys invested into properties, the building we stand in, the sewer plant, you name it. These guys poured into this place over 26 plus years as the director of this property. And there's a quote from them that speaks primarily to the value of what they thought Christian camping was to the world they were in. There's no setting in the context of the church that brings people together as effectively as the camp and retreat settings. We have lived that life here. We have reaped the rewards of their work and of their time. Dan Ziegler and his family in the New Horizons, the Sky High Lane and the cabins, they spent a couple of different jobs with us investing into the future of this property. As they go on the mountain lodges, if any of you have stayed in those mountain lodges, during his term came around. This bum and his amazing wife are still around. But the fact is that under this time with this guy, we have been now 18 years watching God reap in the fields that were planted by generations of people that fed into this property. Who would have thought a second campus under the ministry of Spruce Lake Retreat? I'm going to be honest with you. I would have told my wife and most people in my life, there's no other camp I will ever work for or work at or work with. And God brought this to us in 2018. And we are now a two-campus ministry. And if you want to hear me talk for an hour or so longer on what Pine Brook's doing and the changes it's making and the number of people that are returning to that property and the revitalization of that property that started under Chad and Abby. Many of you rode maybe a wagon with Chad today. Chad, I am not the bad driver. That's you. There he is. You told people to tell him it was me. Chad. Chad and Abby Strassbach shepherded that ministry the first number of years. Just changed roles with Rich Brewer, who Rich started just here in that role in October of 2022. The Lord continues to bring and shepherd individuals into this ministry to build a resounding and resilient ministry into the lives of our children and us. These are just some of the representative leaders. There's, at this point in time, this summer, over 200 individuals that will work here to pour into kids and adults' lives. Whether they're making a bed or feeding them food or preparing a lesson or running with them on the ball field, the whole picture creates a temporary community that allows people to experience Christ in a way that our world no longer encourages. Our world no longer allows many times. Our board of directors. That's our current board of directors. Picture was just taken there at Pine Brook a few months ago. The reality is every year, board of directors come and go and come and go, and there's many of them in this room, but the strength of the board has been just a resounding yes. People ask me day in and day out, do you like the board? How are they treating you? We have problems with our board. And I keep telling them, shh. The Lord continues to put leaders with us that drive us towards the core purpose, towards the original prayer that we started with, founding a platform in which Jesus Christ can be proclaimed as the answer. Families continue to come. This is a picture represented from August Family Weeks. How many of you have spent family time and spent so many time with your children and grandchildren on this property, heard the songs, been touched by the spirit that has been on this property? Okay. Church groups. Church of South India. How many of you have been on this property and heard three languages in the same room? The Lord continues to bring the world to us, and it continues to allow us to serve many, many different groups and people. It's amazing sometimes we talk about getting a second language at the front desk and we're like, well, it's got to be Spanish, but what's next? And we can't decide. Is it Chinese? Is it Japanese? The languages that come in here that Lord brings to this property, it's a beautiful thing. I have had on more than one occasion someone tell me, this is what heaven's going to be like. We're all going to show up. And then, but then actually we'll understand one another, because sometimes that's a problem here. Volunteers. Many of us in this room might remember the Middleton family. They were hard to forget. They spent a summer with us from Australia here. This property is built on volunteer life, volunteer gifts and time. And this is just one representative family that stuck out over the years. Many of you have volunteered on these grounds that has created what's here over the past 60 years. Staff. That's a picture from 2010. There's about 10 people in there that had been here 10 years or more. We had our 10-year dinner just a week or so ago. There was 30 people at the table between a couple spouses. But think about the dedication of a staff that allows a ministry to flourish into its next generation and its next generation. And some of these have spent 30 years with us, helping us flourish into the next generation. The stability that our staff has given us, especially through COVID, is unheard of. Chad Davidheiser. It's a special picture. Grace Nolt made this PowerPoint for me, and I thank her for pulling that picture out. Chad's a donor. Chad's a paraplegic, nonverbal. He speaks by typing into a machine on his wheelchair, and it speaks for him. Chad became a friend of mine through Johnny and Friends. The first time I received an envelope from Chad, I didn't know what I was expecting, but inside it was a check for $10. Do you understand what that meant to a director who spends his life here? To see Chad. Chad has prints of New Horizons building all over his room. He's soon going to have cabin prints all over his room. Donors have made it. We are celebrating 60 years. This ministry has flourished. This year we will serve over 40,000 people on this property. That's not even counting today, by the way. All of you? No. The reality of it is, God continues to build and sustain his ministry after six decades. I sat at our board table this past spring at the retreat, and often I end up speaking too much at our board meetings. And yet I realized that this board retreat, I was for 2.5 hours of a day completely silent. And what I realized was around the table was a multi-generational group of leaders that God had built from this property. New board members that had found Christ or served or spent time in our wilderness camp program, either both as counselor and camper. New leadership team members, Johnny Tice, Rich Brewer, who met, married, and stayed at Spruce Lake because God met them here and gave them purpose and resolve at this property. As I looked at our table, I said, the Lord's building it from inside. He's making sure that our values and our purpose and our principles don't get changed, and he's giving us leaders from right within our own community. He's also given us renewed vision. We are here celebrating 60 years, but as many people celebrate 60, they forget to look forward. Today, we also look forward. About 100 of you made it out to Wilderness Camp with me today to see the new vision. The new vision is the old vision, guys. We are about reaching people for Christ, and this property was founded on reaching kids for Christ, and that's a picture of Wilderness Camp Fireside. And the guy up in the young guy up in the right-hand corner is Herb Lance. Herb is still with us. Left-hand side is Herb Lance, and he's still with us. Herb's hoping to retire from this place. He's been here that long. The reality of it is we're still about the youth and bringing and pointing more. The word in red is what I want to emphasize. We have a ministry that runs in a wilderness camp that runs 7 to 10 weeks plus day camp, 14 weeks of the summer at our wilderness camp property. God has called us to look at how we can approach more young people. Today, we rebooted and we broke ground on the wilderness cabin project. See all the gold shovels and the board members and the leaders? That was about 2 hours ago. What that means is that this fall, we're gonna build our cabins. Those cabins were delayed by COVID, 3 years. At this point, those cabins represent reaching up to 6,000 more young people on an annual basis. Anybody think that the young people of our culture are not getting bombarded with different thought processes than we want them to have? There has never been a time in my life where our young people are struggling more to find out the truth and are being crowded by so much information. There's more in the palm of our hands these days than there was in the dictionaries of my youth. The reality of it is there's too much. And to get an opportunity to focus on them, we want a chance 12 months out of the year, 365 days a year, to invite more young people to that campus to say, Jesus is really the answer. Do you want to hear something about it? And that's why we would build cabins. Some people say we started too early. Our cabin fund is funded about $3.1 million. We lost some ground during COVID because the building costs rose dramatically during that time. Anybody that was watching the inflation? So the cabin project is now about $4.2 million. We have about $1,160,000 to go to pay for it completely. We believe that this community and the board has released us to move forward, even though we are short those dollars. The reality of it is, somebody said, are you worried about that? And I went, nope. Do you want to know why? Because from 1963 on, God has provided for this property. We're here celebrating 60 years of blessing that none of us thought or knew would come. The last four have proven that even beyond that. It has been an amazing ride that I do not want to duplicate, but I will never be the same in my faith or my journey because of it. So do I worry about dollars and cents? In God's timing, He will pay for this. We will somehow find those dollars to come together. The fact that we came through COVID and all of the money that was given to cabins was not needed to use to carry us out the other side. It's all there. It was never, never lost for the day. As you go out from this day, I want you to remember the amazing history, and I want you to remember the amazing future God continues to build at this property, because He is moving us forward. He is moving us to touch more lives than we have been able to in the past. Celebrating 60 years of watching God work. It's an amazing thing. To be on property for a moment in time is great. To be on property for a week or a weekend is awesome. I've now gotten the opportunity in my seat to watch for almost 18 years. You guys as a community have made this an amazing ministry. You have made this the resilient, truth-seeking, Christ-centered ministry it has become. We promise that we will try with our hardest to make sure it stays that as we go into the future. We will continue through the leaders God continues to give to follow hard and leverage every asset that we have to point people towards Christ. So as we go today, talk about how you've watched God work. Remember in your own life how He's moved and how He's worked in your life. Remember how you've seen Him work in this ministry with you and your families. Bless Him for it. Thank Him for it. Praise Him for what He's done. And please ask Him to continue doing it on behalf of the ministry of Spruce Lake Retreat. Let's pray. Lord, You've given us a day here. You've shown off with the weather. Lord, we're watching and we're amazed. We see You. We know it's You. Lord, we're watching Your hand. Help us to praise you when we see it. Help us to honor you with our efforts to come alongside your will and your way. Lord, thank you for all you've done. Thank you for this community. Thank you for this ministry. Lord, most of all, thank you for your grace and mercy that you have poured on our lives as individuals so that we have that grace to be able to give that to others, so that we have that light within us so that when the world sees us, they go, I wonder what's different. Lord, thank you for grace and mercy on our lives that we can share with others. Lord, forgive us when we don't. Help us to have the strength and energy to move forward. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.